USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended his time at the Group of 20 summit on Sunday trying to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control. In a news conference to a prepared list of reporters Sunday, Biden said his fellow G20 members, "They know me, I know them, we get things done together." Sydney's international airport came alive with emotions, embraces, and laughter on Monday as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia believes that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the dangers of allowing international visitors again. White House Press Secretary, 42-year-old Jen Psaki, said Sunday that she has come down with COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. Psaki said she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president tested negative on Saturday, according to the White House. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Georgia Secretary of State disputes President Trump's claim over voter fraud.
President Joe Biden's victory in Georgia in the 2020 presidential election was the first time a Democrat had won that state since 1992, but then President Trump did claim there was voter fraud involved. You may remember he demanded that Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger find the votes to overturn the election. He made that request in a phone call a few days after the polls closed. Now Raffensperger tells NBC's Meet the Press the numbers never supported any of the claims of the former president.
He said there was 10,000 dead people. There's less than 5. He said that there were thousands of felons and there was less than 74. He said there were 66,000 underage voters. There were 0.
Raffensperger also appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, where he said he would gladly take part in any interviews with the Fulton County District Attorney with regards to an ongoing investigation into former President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the Biden administration is allowing unvaccinated illegal immigrants into the United States, they are placing these folks in communities throughout America. Now, with the vaccine mandate by President Biden, Americans across the country are losing their livelihoods. Dozens of firehouses in New York City are forced to close because of the layoffs. One Colorado teacher is speaking up and says this is bad for education. Benjamin Helgeson on Fox News.
They inform me that despite the religious exemption, my presence would cause an undue hardship and that myself and my colleagues would be placed on unpaid leave through the remainder of the year and beyond. You remember when, I don't know if your viewers have seen Clark W. Griswold, when he got his letter from his boss about being in the Jelly of the Month Club. You know, it was like a bag over the head and a punch in the face, quite honestly. And beyond that, gut-wrenching and surprising, because we actually took all the steps necessary in order to be granted our exemption, so it was a surprise in the worst way.
The school district has told teachers not to talk to other teachers or students.
That's a million-dollar question. Honestly, we didn't do anything wrong, so there was no reason to be punished that way. And basically, I'm at a loss for why they would have said that.
Yeah.
And in response, we did file a suit basically saying that that was discriminating against our freedom of speech rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.